Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Are you excited this morning or what? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're so excited this morning because our Father is in the house. Hallelujah. I believe that your life will not be the same and my life will not be the same. It's been a blessing to us today. It's not podcast. He's here live and we're going to receive. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the Bishop, Doug Heward.
Is to yes. Everywhere to worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God.
He's God, my Savior.
God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your guidance and your great blessing for us this morning. Touch our lives in a powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm excited to be here this morning. Fantastic. It's good to be back at the Kodesh. I think I've missed the Kodesh. So, that is a blessing. At the First Love Church, we are looking after all the children of all the members and pastors, and everybody's child is there. Hallelujah. So that is a blessing. This morning, I am here for three things. Number one is to share the Word of God with you on a very important subject. And then number two is to pray for you. And then number three is to ask you to support Healing Jesus campaign, Healing Jesus crusade. Amen. Three things. So, I want to start with a very important thing, which is a topic this morning, and that is thankfulness. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Amen. Now, to be thankful is very important. What is the opposite of being thankful? When you are not thankful, what are you? Ungrateful. And what do you do when you are not happy? and thankful. Complain, murmur, grumble, make comments, funny comments, and so on. Isn't it? Yes. So, if you are not thankful that I am in a first love church with children who would have become professional evildoers. Eh? The evil of today is not last year's one. It's a higher level. Advanced. What the children know is not what we knew when 20 years ago. So if you are not thankful, then your response would be to complain and to grumble and to make funny comments. Do you see? So being thankful is very, very important, because it is often the opposite of a very terrible evil that befalls people who are not thankful. Now, being thankful is different from saying thank you. You may say thank you, but you are not thankful. And if you are with somebody who is not thankful, it's not a nice experience. If you are married to someone who is not thankful, the person may complain about everything. If I'd married this other brother, by now I would have had a car. If I was married to this brother, like I wouldn't be going through this crisis. If I married this sister, she would have been frying chicken for me on Saturdays. But look at this contomre that you've brought. And you'll be complaining every day. You are not thankful for your contomre. You are not thankful for your yam. But you are complaining that, oh, I should have married a white girl. And this month I'll be eating salad. I'll be eating potatoes. Look at this hard yam. You are giving me a very hard yam to eat. Listen. The Bible gives us, it is a command. Be ye thankful. Amen. So, from today, be thankful for God, to God, for your salvation. That is why I'm preaching about thankfulness, because most people are not thankful about pure salvation. Salvation, they are not thankful about it. So if somebody else is not saved, they don't care. But to be saved is the greatest miracle. For a bad person like you and a bad person like me to be saved. Charlie, God has tried. It's really, really tried. How many know that we are really bad? Like really, really, really bad. If they were to show a video of your life, like they were to take your life one by one, so this is a video. I mean, some of you would say, no, that person is in prison. That person is, but it's you and you are in church. So be ye thankful for the grace of God and the power of God that has saved you. Hallelujah. Now, thankfulness is a master key to being filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. It says in Ephesians 5 and verse 18, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the spirit. Amen. And then what comes after the word spirit? Semicolon. What does a semicolon mean? In English, those of you who did English, at least O-level English. As for the BEC English, I don't know whether you use a pot to pass it or what. But what does it mean after the word spirit? What do you see there? Semicolon. What does it mean? Semicolon means that is to say, so what is coming after explains what is before. So when he says be filled with the spirit, the semicolon means that is to say, then he continues in verse 19. That is to say, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. What does it mean? When you speak in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, you start being filled with the Spirit. Is that not so? So God wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit by speaking, singing. And that is why when there is a powerful song or powerful worship, you sort of have a new feeling, isn't it? A good feeling. And you almost feel spiritual. That feeling is called being filled with the Spirit. And it comes faster than even praying. If you start singing beautiful worship songs and you say, you become filled with the Spirit faster than when you pray. When you pray also, you achieve certain things that you don't achieve when you are singing. But to be filled with the Spirit, and when a spirit is like a good thought and a good feeling that comes to you. Because the thoughts are spirits. That's why the Bible says, casting down imagination, weapons of our warfare are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination. They are all spirits. That's why we cast it down. And bring into captivity every thought. We capture thought. Our spiritual warfare is against thoughts. So when you start singing beautiful songs, you start being filled with the Spirit and have good thoughts and good feelings. Are you with me? And that is being filled with the Spirit. Far faster than praying. Faster. That's why in certain churches, they don't even pray. It's just music, worship, and singing. And there's a very good feeling that comes that makes us ready for even preaching. Because being filled with the Spirit, the number one thing is to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves. That is, when there is music that speaks to you, He knows my name, you start to have feelings. Then the next one says, verse 20, and giving thanks always. You see, giving thanks is the next way to be filled with a good spirit. If you have somebody in the house with you who has a bad spirit, the person will never be thankful. If you are with somebody who is thankful, then you see that the person has a good spirit. That's what you say. I'm thankful. Thank God for your life. I'm thankful for what God has done. So he says, be filled with the Spirit. See, speaking to yourself with songs, number one. Number two, giving thanks. It's far better to be with somebody who is saying thank you than somebody who is, they say this, why today when you come to know, tomorrow this, they say this, that, that. That's an evil spirit right there. So being filled with the Holy Spirit, who is going to lead you to a good place, is number one, by speaking to yourself with beautiful songs, and number two, by giving thanks always to God for all things. Wow. So thankfulness is a very powerful and important spiritual tuner that tunes you in. If I have come here to ask you to give to Healing Jesus campaign to help the crusade in Zambia, and you have a good spirit, you'll be thankful that a church in Ghana, we are doing a crusade in Zambia, we went to Senegal, Mali, Sierra Leone, Liberia, South Africa, Swaziland, Mozambique. Have you heard of it before? Mozambique, Zimbabwe, from Ghana, we drive there with trucks, teams, moving there, preaching. I mean, instead of being thankful, an evil spirit overcomes you. You start today this, tomorrow that, they say this, why do they what are they using the money for? That is an evil spirit straight away working in you. And I'll tell you, when you have an evil spirit working in you, you don't realize how blessed you are with your salvation. You know, in Ghana, and most churches, I think that most churches are not grateful for salvation. That is why we just have conventions and programs to encourage ourselves more. Oh, you be blessed, you get money. Oh, your car will come, this. Good things, I mean, just amongst ourselves. When we were in Mozambique recently, we had a crusade. We went to certain places. There's never been a crusade. The last crusade they had in Maputo was Bonke 20-something years ago, 30 years ago. Harare, we met a lady, she was 40-something years. She has never seen a crusade before because the last crusade was 36 years ago. And so if she's 40, she was 4 years old when the crusade came on. So anybody who is between 40 and 45 has never seen a crusade before. In Zimbabwe. And she worked in the church. In Mozambique, they have never seen a crusade before. They thought it was a party. People came with their girlfriends, with their beer, and they came together as couples. People that are blowing time, they came together for the crusade. Came all over, spread themselves out with their drinks, their beer, everything. They don't know what is a crusade. They've not seen some before. Yeah. And meanwhile, we are here. We are saved. The next door is saved. There's a church here. Every 2 centimeters, there's a church. God is moving. Every 3 minutes, there's a crusade. There's a program. There's a crusade. There's something going on. We have to be thankful. And thankfulness makes you think of others who are worse off than you. Hallelujah. If you marry somebody who is not thankful, if I had been married to this other man, they would not be worrying me every day like this. You see, you are not thankful. Because most people are similar. Most people are similar. But you are unthankful. That is why it's complaints from beginning to end. And not saying thank you, but the attitude, not thankful. He says, be ye thankful. Be grateful. One day I saw a sister, she was complaining about her marriage. My husband is married. I told her, look, from what I know of marriage, your marriage is in the top 10% of marriages. She said, Bishop. No, she didn't say Bishop. She said, Bishop, it's not true. This man, I said, look, from what I know, what I've seen, and what people are experiencing, yours is in the top 10%, believe me. Bishop, I don't think so. You are stubborn. That is why you say, I don't know. You are stubborn. You don't listen to advice. And then one day something happened and she saw somebody's marriage going through a very dark. Since I said, you see now, I told you what is yours, your top 10%. And she, when I was talking, she was looking straight. I said, did you see, I told you that yours is, she was still looking. And I said, did you see that I told you that yours is in the top 10%? He said, yes, please, I've seen that it's in the top 10%. Your mouth like top 10%. It's time to be thankful. Hallelujah. Now, when you are unthankful, you are in danger. You are in danger of being deceived. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 19. Romans chapter 1, verse 19. And because that which may be known about God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Wow. For the invisible things about God, right, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful. Underline it. Two things. When they knew God, they did not glorify God, and they were not thankful. Because of that, what did God do? Watch out. They became vain in their imaginations. In other words, their thoughts became bad thoughts. You see, when you are married and you are not thankful, your mind is filled with bad thoughts. Yes. You go totally negative. And their foolish heart was darkened. Your heart is where the thoughts are. Your heart was darkened. Hey. Verse 22. And professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Every time you are not thankful, you become foolish. You know that Ghanaians, we like complaining a lot. If you like go out to other countries, you see that Ghana is New York City. See, Ole, you haven't been. That is why you don't know. Guinea-Bissau. There's no electricity. They use torches. The whole country. I went to the second city, Bafata. I went to another city called Kachungo. I went to another city called Buba. I went to another city called Gabu. No light in any of these towns. No lights at all. No electric cables. They use torches. So when we went there, we were going to do some compassion work. We donated torches. They used a certain type of small torch. That's everybody used a torch. Small one like this. Yeah. And we'll be having doomsaw, not knowing that a doomsaw cry, you should be thankful. Yeah. Yeah. Then number 24, what happened? God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God to a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. For this cause, God gave them up. God, I say, because they were not thankful. So, okay, go. Do what you want. Be some way. I leave you. And what happened? God gave them up to vile affections. And the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. So nature is a strong guide for what is right. Nature is a strong guide for what is right. And likewise, the man leaving the natural use of the woman. What is the use of a woman in your life? The natural use of the woman. If you are a woman and you are married, you should know the use of a woman while you are there. Natural use of the woman. So they gave up the natural use of the woman. Wow. And burn in lust toward another. Men with men. Men with men. Now, some people say you shouldn't speak about homosexuality because homosexuals have human rights. And of course, they have human rights. They must not be persecuted or anything like that. But we also have a human right to have a religion and to have a faith and to have a belief and to be able to preach the word of God. That's also a human right. It's a human right to believe what you believe in and to preach the word of God in a church. It's a human right. So listen. When you are not thankful, God dashes you up to your bad thoughts. From today, you will never be unthankful again in Jesus' name. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amazing. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall have AK-47s, and men shall have bullets in their houses, and they shall have guns, and they shall have rocket-propelled grenades. Why is dangerous times going to come? Because men shall be lovers of their own selves. Human beings are going to degenerate. And they are going to be covetous, boasters, proud, and blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. They will not have natural desires anymore. Hey! Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. So, ladies and gentlemen, among you, look at where unthankful is listed among the, look at the colleagues of unthankfulness. Huh? It's next to unholy. Can you see it there? Next to unholy and next to disobedient to parents. No, it is a very dangerous. Evil and thankful, and it is the origin of even homosexuality. They will not glorify God, and they will not be thankful to God. God said, go, have your own depraved thoughts, and do what you want to do with yourself, and I will allow you to change from a natural person to something against nature itself. Why? Because you won't be thankful and you will not glorify God. Now, the church is changing because we are not thankful for salvation. Pure, I don't mean money. So God has blessed me. I've got a new car. No, I'm not. That's not. Salvation is the reason why God sent his son into this world. Salvation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we must turn away from this very negative thing towards being a thankful group of people. And I want the Kodesh and all of our churches to be thankful to God for salvation. And one of the ways you show your thankfulness to salvation, for salvation, is to help others to be saved. When you are a woman and you are married and you are thankful, you help other young girls to get married. If you have a happy marriage, you will help others. Oh, I want you to be happy. I want you to have this. I want you to have this. I want you to be okay. When you are thankful for blessings you have, one of the reactions is to try to help others to have what you have. That is why parents make their children go to school. My father made me have piano lessons. He told me, he said, he was in school in Sierra Leone and his guardian refused to pay 2 shillings. I don't know how much it is, how much is 2 shillings. 2 shillings in Sierra Leonean money in those days for him to learn piano. Because of that, when he grew up and he had children, he brought a piano teacher to all of us. He made us have piano lessons from the time that we were small right up to secondary school. We have every week the piano teacher has come. Now, when I grew up, I didn't like it so much. I was okay with it. But when I grew up and I could use the piano in the church, I was so thankful. That is why I said, all the parents and in the church, we teach children, all the children in the church, how to play the piano and how to play. It is out of my thankfulness for knowing how to play the piano. I'm trying to help other people's children to to also play the piano so that they can have something to do in church and be blessed as they grow up. It is out of my thankfulness for a blessing that I received. And my father's was out of his inability to have it. He wanted others to have it. So don't deprive your children from the church. Eh? They come and learn in Sunday afternoon. They are always doing instruments. Buy it. Some of you should donate extra keyboards. So they learn. All the children in our church, they should all play the piano. It's a standard rule. Don't be some way. Amen. Now, thankfulness is amazingly a master key to coming out of many negative things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Everybody say everything by prayer. Say nothing without prayer. These are the words of John Wesley. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. Write it down. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. John Wesley. John Wesley said, everything is done by prayer and nothing is done without prayer. Everything is done by prayer and without prayer, nothing is done. Nothing without prayer. Everything by prayer. Hallelujah. Now, from today, as part of your attitude towards thanksgiving, towards God, changing to thankfulness, start moving in thankfulness. Psalm 100, verse 4. What does it say? Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So this is how your prayer must start. The beginning of your prayer is thank you. And you must master the key of saying thank you and praying with thanksgiving. And many times, it's just the thanksgiving that actually gives the breakthrough. You know, I didn't used to say thank you much at all. I just say thank you at the end of the prayer. But I've come to learn that saying thank you is not just the first part, but may be the most powerful part. So now I can say thank you for 3 hours. I can have thanksgiving. The topic that I was going to pray for, instead of praying for it, I say thank you for it, for the answer, for 3 hours. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. And I've seen that it even makes you have faith that whatever you are praying for, God is actually doing it practically. Because it always comes up with thanksgiving and be thankful. Be thankful in all things. Be thankful. So you must now develop, and sometimes until there's thank you, there's no answer. Turn to Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. Do you know Jonah, the book of Jonah? Yes. Now, Jonah was in the whale of the belly of the whale. Hey. And Jonah prayed unto the Lord in out of the fish's belly. And he cried. He started crying by affliction. Lord, I'm cast out. Verse 4, I'm cast out of your sight. I'll look again to your holy temple. Verse 6, I went down to the bottom of the mountains. I mean, he was saying so many things. But it was only at the end of the prayer that the breakthrough came. Verse 9, at the end of his prayer, he said, but I will offer unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. This was thank you inside the belly of the whale. I will offer unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And then immediately, look at this is verse 9. Immediately, verse 10. And the Lord spoke to the fish. You see, God is not speaking to your fish because you are not saying thank you. When you start speaking
saying thank you, God will talk to your fish and say, hey, bring my child out of that stomach you have put him in. My child will never be digested in this. I declare every belly of every fish that you are in, you are coming out today in the mighty name of Jesus. As soon as Jonah said, thank you, God said to the fish, hey, hey, vomit. And God gave him vomiting disease. And he came out. Whatever darkness has surrounded you, what cloud has enveloped you, what crisis has arrested you, whatever has kept you down and under, I declare is commanded to vomit you out today in the name of Jesus. By the power of thanksgiving. I said by the power of thanksgiving, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. John chapter 6. You are coming out. You are coming out. A command has gone forth about your fish. Let my child go. Let my son be free. Let him come out now. John chapter 6. Jesus was faced with 5,000 hungry people. And how could he do this miracle? John chapter 6 verse 10. So Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number 5,000. Today, 5,000 cedis, $5,000, which you've never seen some before, I declare you will see many, many more in Jesus' name. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, and when he did what? He had given, no prayer. He didn't bind any devils. Only thank you. He didn't pray for money. He didn't pray for solutions. He just gave thanks. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Likewise, the fishes. And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather, so that you see the remainder. And whenever they gathered up 12 baskets and the fragments, 5 barley loaves which remained, over and above unto them that had eaten. Look at verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle, this is one of the greatest miracles Jesus did. And this is how he did it. When they had seen the miracle that he did, they said, this is of a truth that a prophet should come into the world. And how did he do this very great miracle? He didn't say anything but thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. When you go to today, tonight, tomorrow in the night when you wake up to pray, deploy the key of thanksgiving to say, God, I thank you. For 3 hours, just be thanking God. You'll be surprised at the changes that are going to come in your life. John chapter 11. Do you remember when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead? Let us see how great miracles come about. Whether they are long prayers or short prayers. And whether during the prayer, let us see the topic that I prayed about. In everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. John chapter 11, verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. Take away the stone. Today a stone is being rolled away from the front of you. The sister of him that was dead and said unto him, Lord, by the time he stinketh, by this time, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said, listen, didn't I tell you that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Ha ha. Let us watch how miracles come about. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, 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 I thank thee. I thank you. I thank you. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always because of the people we stand by. I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Today, whatever is dead and stinking in your life, by the power of thanksgiving, God is setting you free. You are coming out free by the power of thanksgiving and the power of thankfulness in your spirit and in your heart. Yes. God is showing you the master key. All your bread will be provided. Your great miracles will come to pass by the power of thanksgiving. Everybody stand to your feet and start to say thank you. Say thank you to God. Bible says, in everything, say thank. What you are praying for, what you are crying for, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the answer to our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Thank you for what you started. Thank you for what you finished. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you have helped us to overcome. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Lift your right hand like this. Father, I command the fish to release your children in Jesus' name. I declare whatever bread is not enough, become enough in Jesus' name. I declare whatever is stinking and smelling and shameful about your life is converted into your greatest miracle in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God right now for his blessing in your life. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to give your life to God, this is an opportunity. You must be thankful to have a chance to be invited to receive Jesus today. If you are here like that, lift your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Lift it up high. I see your hand. I'm giving you a chance. Listen carefully. I'm giving you a chance to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me here in the front. Come now. Come. Come. Come from where you are standing. Quickly. I want to pray with you. Come.
Jesus, give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
All right. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I ask you, Lord, to have mercy on me. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus, wash me and cleanse me with your blood. I give my heart to you today. I confess Jesus is my Savior. From today, I am born again. I will serve God. I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Now, before you go this way. Our pastor is waving a hand this way. Please go with her. She's going to give you one of my books as a gift, and then you come back and join us. God bless you. Give them a mighty clap offering and you may be seated. What a blessing. How many are glad that you can be thankful and have greater victories rather than complaining? Amen. Today, I want us to be thankful for our salvation. How many know that it's important for us to give a good offering to the Lord? It's your way of saying thank you. When God is not important to you, you give him nothing. But when he's important to you, you give him a lot. That's why those whose God is politics, they put all their money into politics. And they say thank you to the politics. So, NPP, you gave me a job. NDC, you gave me a job. Here's money. That's their way of saying thank you. Their God is politics. That's why they don't also speak the truth, because they don't have an allegiance to God. They have an allegiance to the party. So let the party take them to heaven. Let the party keep them alive. Are you glad that you have a church which can do a crusade in Zambia. No, the crusade is not in Koforidual. The crusade is not in Swedru. The crusade is far away in Zambia, in East Africa. Is it not amazing? We have convoy trucks, articulators, cars. All our drivers are from Ghana. These are the towns that we are going to. Livingston at Victoria Falls, Choma, Mazabuka, Kafue. You know, this is not Begro, Swedru, Cape Coast, Winneba. No, these are towns in Zambia. Amen? All these places, we are going to all these towns in Zambia. And the team are already in Zambia. The trucks, cars, Nissan patrols, everything, they are all there. And they are just waiting for the date, and then we'll be on the move. So once we go, we are going from town to town. There's no break in the crusade. Every night we go. And we, because to save money, because to fly so many people there and come back after 3 days crusade. So you see, people go for 3 day, 4 day crusade, then it's finished. But in order to do more, amen, because Jesus said in John 15, 16, I have called you, I have chosen you that you may go forth and bear much fruit, not small fruit, much fruit, and that your fruit should abide. We were recently in Mozambique, and many towns there, and also in Zimbabwe. Are you thankful that you are belonging to a church which is reaching out and winning souls? Hallelujah. Meanwhile, we are not Americans, so. We are not Americans. We are Ghanaians. What a blessing. Recently, one of our cars was stopped. They said a South African registered car with a Ghanaian driver going to Malawi. What are you doing here? But it's an international church. And in a very big international ministry. And we need your support, because how do we go except you support? And that is why I've come here today, apart from whatever else I'm here doing, is to ask you to give something to help Healing Jesus campaign. And is to say thank you to God for your salvation. And thank you to have a church which is spending money not for a conventional, yes, but to expand the kingdom of God, to build more churches. Do many things. All these places that we are going, we are building churches there. Later on, we go and build churches. Right now, we are building churches in Guinea-Bissau, in Guinea, Islamic Guinea, story buildings with church. When you are transferred to Conakry, that's where you go to church. Even the ambassador goes to church in our church. Yeah. So it's a great blessing for you and for the whole ministry. So I want you to give me some envelopes, and I'm going to ask you here in this service to do something extra. I know you always give and you do whatever, but we are still also always preaching. It's not that we preached last year or some time ago and we've stopped, but we are on it. And you must also be on it,
yes,
and support it,
amen,
and help it,
amen,
and God is going to bless you.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
How do you think it is possible except we give? How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news? But how can they go except they are sent? Somebody has to send.
Yes,
amen. Amen. If I send many of you and say, go, you can't go. And you won't go. So if we are going, what you can do is something small for transport, for the boys. Look of you. Is it a blessing? Now, we had a crusade in May. I was in Chokwe on my birthday in May. That time we were having a crusade. The team have been there since then. They have not come back to Ghana. They have been there. They will come after. And they sacrifice a lot. People with husbands, married, wives, children, everything.
So people are really sacrificing and paying a lot to do this crusade work. That's why people don't do it. Apart from Bonke, who is doing crusade? There's nobody doing it in this country. Everywhere we go, they say, this is the largest crusade. We have never seen a crusade before. The last one was 37 years ago, and so on. So even if nobody does it, as for me, I would like to still do it. And God has blessed us and given us one of the biggest ministries as we are preaching this same simple, you think that it's a simple topic, but this is the real gospel of Jesus Christ. This is it. And I need you to support it with all your heart. No matter who you are, your hand must be in the crusade. When I'm there, I know that all my children everywhere are saying, preach on, and here is something small to help you to preach on over there. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes you come to church and we do an offering like this, and you may not give much, but you may go somewhere and say, a prophet has told you to bring a Toyota, or a prophet has told you to bring something, and that one rather you are going to. But you must realize that I am the prophet that God has set in your life. And the words that I'm speaking and the prophecies that I'm prophesying are going to happen practically in your life. So don't be misled. When somebody misuses you or cheats you, then sometimes that is rather the person that you rather yield yourself to. You see, but as we are here and we are standing here prophesying, a prophet is somebody who says something and it happens. You see, so be blessed as you follow and listen to the prophet that God has placed over your life. And through the prophetic word that I've spoken and I've been speaking, you are going to prosper. The Bible says in Ezra that they prospered and they built as Ezra prophesied over their lives. Stand to your feet and let me pray with you. Father, thank you. Lift your envelopes up, your hands or envelope, whatever you have, lift it up. Father, I thank you for the people that are here today to give to the Healing Jesus Crusade in another country, far away from them. They have given by faith. They believe that the money they are giving will be used to do that work. Therefore, let a blessing now be upon them. Let people also believe in them, and let people trust them, and let people support them. Give them support and helpers and friends in their life. Give them favor. Answer their deepest prayer. Thank you that the fish which swallowed your children is commanded today by the power of giving thanks to release your children. They are set free. Thank you that every stinking Lazarus in anyone's life is commanded to rise back to life in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the power of abundance. Receive the power of the blessing of God. Receive the power of breakthrough on your life. Come out of every darkness and every dark situation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everyone said, amen. God bless you and thank you very much for your support. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.